As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee still brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, baby. Welcome to our Monday, Moonday, April the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, certainly lots of news, hard facts, that's for sure, and workable solutions when you can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. I love to say where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air from around America to around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media Channel 16 and Talk Stream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You can find all that contact information on our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals remain bullish, charting record highs, oil rises. We'll go into all of that in the market reports. Japan, yet another earthquake, green energy profits, Ryan's budget, the International Monetary Fund. Talking about that all throughout the broadcast as well. Back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. We'll return there where we have when we have the time. Packing Uncle Sam's trunk, visualizing greater freedom and less churning ahead remains to be on the topic. So we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $6.50 at $1,468.50 an ounce. Silver this morning charting all new highs here, up another 26 cents at $41.19 a troy ounce. Platinum off 12 bucks, coming back away from that $1,800 mark, but not far, at $1,797 a troy ounce. Palladium up off a dollar at $794. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,463.90 for a low, $1,477 for a high. But at $1,468.50, your gold is up year-to-year $306.90 an ounce for a 26.43% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixers, the LBMA, they ran up their little flags and rang the bell, set the price this morning at $1,469.50. We're trading within a buck of that. The SPDR gold shares this morning shows 1,217.21 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $55.5 billion. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, April the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, welcoming all of our AM and FM affiliate stations as we come back from the top of the hour news and weather break. Go back into our market report and close this one out, put it behind us for this morning. Again, we found gold trading off $6.50 an ounce at $1,468.50. Silver this morning up 26 cents at $41.19. We got a report on that in a moment. We'll come back to it. Platinum off 12 bucks at $1,797. Palladium off a buck at $7.94. Again, your lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. $1,463.90 for a low and $1,477 for a high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off, on Friday closed off 29 at 12,380. The NASDAQ closed down 16 at 2780. And the S&P 500 off 5, closing out at 1328 on Friday. Crude oil this morning off a buck 2, and yet still way high at $111.77 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude oil delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. What has that got to do with the Middle East? Absolutely nothing. They're just bleeding us on this oil pilfering. The U.S. dollar index this morning up another 21 basis points. I guess that's good news for the buck at 75.07. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie here in our trade-weighted basket of currencies, North American Security and Prosperity Partnership, little Timmy Geithner's trade-weighted basket of currencies, off five basis points. The Canadian loonie exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The Mexican peso off 18 basis points and yet still on the high side at 9 cents, at 9 cents a pop. That's 11.7500 pesos per dollar at 9 cents U.S. The euro this morning off 38 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. buck at $1.44. The British pound off 15 basis points at $1.64. And the Swiss franc down 35 basis points at $1.10 U.S. That Swiss franc just continues to walk away from the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the two-year yield is 0.81%. The yield on the 10-year is at 3.58% and the 30 at 4.65%. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 4.13% a month ago to 4.11% this morning, while the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages goes the other direction, moving up from 4.85% to 4.91%. making it a little bit more costly for people to take a mortgage. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 35.65 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. Lots of action happening in the economic calendar this week. Tomorrow we'll get the Goldman store sales out. Red Book will be out. International trade will be out. Import and export prices will be out Wednesday. Retail sales and business inventories, petroleum status on Thursday, producer price index, that's the PPI, and the jobless claims will come out early. That should have quite the impact on the marketplace for Thursday. Friday, we'll have the consumer price index, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, and much more. Let's go into our reports for this morning, however, and visit with Jim Wyckoff out of the Kitco website. They say this is his AM Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX Gold Bulls back on mild profit-taking after setting another new high. Here's the report, new news. COMEX Gold futures are trading modestly lower Monday morning on profit-taking pressures after hitting another all-time record high of $1,478 in overnight trading. You heard it right, $1,478 in gold basis, the June contract. COMEX Silver futures also hit another fresh 31-year overnight at $41.97, or you just round it up and say 98 cents, $41.98. The basis is the May contract. The overall near-term fundamental and technical picture for the precious metals markets remains fully bullish. Full-on bullish, folks. COMEX Gold June Gold last traded down $3.20 an ounce at $1,470.90, and spot gold last traded down $5.20 at $1,470.50. The U.S. dollar index, they says here, is steady to weaker on Monday after last Friday falling to a five-month low, while the euro currency hit a fresh 15-month high. The weak technical posture of the U.S. dollar index remains a bullish factor for the precious metals markets. Crude oil prices hit a fresh two-and-a-half-year high of $113.46 a barrel overnight. Crude oil prices could be headed for $120 in the not-too-distant future. Why? Robbery. We're paying for the wars. What's happening here? We're getting taxed, a hidden tax on the at the gas pump. You know, Libya doesn't impact us in the slightest. There are inflationary implications with crude oil prices over $110 a barrel and with other raw commodity prices also at near record or multi-year highs. Inflationary price pressures are bullish for the precious metals markets. The higher the cost of gasoline goes, here we're coming into the spring season for the farmers. We're looking at transportation, you know, all of this. You keep jacking up the cost of gasoline and diesel, folks, and you ain't seen nothing yet. We're in for a wild ride this summer. From a safe haven investment demand perspective, precious metals continue to see buying interest due to geopolitical events in the world, from the Middle East to Japan's nuclear crisis to the European Union's debt problems. The precious yellow metal is seen as a store of value in a very uncertain times. and then it continues. Lots more stuff to go talk about there. But let's jump over here and take a look at the IMF. The IMFers. IMF is set to cut U.S. as Japan growth forecast today. This is new news by Rainier Bergen, writing for Bloomberg. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its forecast for economic growth in the U.S. The IMF lowering its forecast for economic growth. Just throw the anchor out, baby. In the U.S., amid rising commodity prices and downgraded its outlook for Japan after the earthquake and tsunami. Of course, we've got another Japan earthquake this morning, a 7.1. We'll cover that one in a moment. People are being tormented, that's for sure. The deficit reduction strategies in the U.S. and Japan lack credibility, the IMF said in its World Economic Outlook. The German official told reporters in Berlin today on conditions of anonymity that because their report will be published in Washington later today, the IMF forecasts 3% U.S. growth this year in January. 3%. We've been talking about how China is looking at an 8% growth every year for decades. What they're projecting. Wow. Anyway, the IMF forecast 3% U.S. growth this year in January left its latest projection for global growth unchanged, the German official said, without giving time frames. Here's a quote. U.S. forecasters became overly optimistic in the latter part of last year, said John Greenwood, a chief economist at the Invesco Limited in London, during a telephone interview. Quote, in general, the economic forecasting community doesn't pay enough attention to the longer-term balance sheet issues of large-scale government debt and private sector debt and the need for deleveraging in both households and the financial sector. So not exactly good news there. Here's another one. We'll pick this up right on the flip side. Stay tuned.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Back into the Bloomberg website's basket of news. The best currency forecasters see dollar weaknesses. QE2 end looms. This is by Allison Bennett and Garth Thunenstein. Very interesting name here. New news. The most accurate currency strategists see no recovery for the dollar in coming months. As the Federal Reserve delays raising interest rates after the end of its $600 billion asset purchase program in June. Wells Fargo and Company, the top forecaster for the second straight quarter, and number two, St. George Bank Limited, says America's currency will be little changed through June as the Fed lags behind central banks boosting rates. Schneider, Foreign Exchange Limited, Societe Generale, and Bank of Nova Scotia, the next three analysts during the six quarters ended March the 31st, as measured in data compiled by Bloomberg, say the dollar will keep falling after its weakest start to a year since 2008. Things not looking too good for the dollar. Quote, the currency of just about any central bank that has been willing to complement an interest rate hike in this environment has performed strongly as money flowed to higher yield assets. The U.S. would like to keep interest rates as low as possible for as long as it can. Well, as long as they keep the interest rates as low as possible for as long as they can, money's going to be flowing away from here. All right, they're going to flow to higher yield assets. While diverging central banks may stop the dollar from appreciating from a 16-month low, the policies are helping the U.S. recover from the biggest downturn since the Great Depression as the Fed begins to drain some of the more than $2 trillion of stimulus it pumped into the economy. They got the plug open, I guess, and they're draining the tub. U.S. exports have risen each month since August to a record of $167.7 billion. So as the U.S. dollar continues to go down, our commodities, are all of the things that we manufacture, they are a bargain around the world, and more people ostensibly would purchase them. At least that's their hope, okay? Hope. We know all about hope, but let's go over here and take a look at this one right here. Let's see, where is the one I wanted right there? Yes. A short note, U.S. Northeast states to auction 44.2 million in carbon permits. As we look at a little bit of environmental news here, this by Simon Lomax, Friday's news, a cap-and-trade program for power plants in the Northeast will auction 44.2 million carbon dioxide permits on June the 8th. Notice how they start the article out, a cap-and-trade program. So even though Congress didn't approve cap-and-trade, as Barry the Usurper said, if we can't get it through the front door, we'll come crawling in your back window. That's something he probably learned in Chicago. The minimum allowable bid will be $1.89 a permit. Right. Just put this all in your mind. Unchanged from the previous auction on March the 9th, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative said today in a statement on its website, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. I jump up on that website, peer around a little bit. Each permit, also called an allowance, you might also call it an indulgence, gives a power plant the right. Interesting, huh? A right. I thought we got our rights out of the Declaration of Independence. Oh my God, I thought we got our rights out of the Bill of Rights. Well, get our rights from a lot of places, but here we're getting our rights from cap and trade. Each permit, also called an allowance, gives a power plant the right to emit 1 ton of carbon. So I guess we could say that carbon's running $1.89 a ton. The 10 states in the cap and trade program, which spans Maryland to Maine. Now remember that National Ocean Council and all the discussion that we had over that when it came on board? All right. They plan to reduce the number of allowances they issue over time to cut carbon emissions. The states may change the way they set the minimum allowable bid in auctions and are seeking public comment by May the 2nd. Here's an opportunity to comment. The regional cap and trade program said in an email today, the new method would set the minimum bid at 80% of the current market price. Setting a current market price for carbon. A consultant's report released today by the trading program recommends the market price should be calculated using data from past auction sales and recent futures trading. So, like it or you don't like it, we're coming into this insanity of buying and selling the king's clothing. This article off of Bloomberg as well, the RWE chief warns of higher power prices from the nuclear exit in Handelsblatt. Aaron Kirchfield writing this new news. RWE AG chief executive officer Jürgen Grossmann said electricity prices on exchanges have risen as much as 20% since the German government introduced a moratorium on nuclear plants. You always got to follow the money, folks. Who profits from those generators that just didn't want to come on after the tsunami filled their room with water? According to a guest commentary in Handelsblatt's newspaper, Germans want affordable energy prices, maximum environmental protection, and power plant security. All right? And government is totally happy to give them just what they want. A 20% hike in electricity prices. You look at your bill and tell us how that looks to you. All right, let's jump over here. Capital Dynamics sees renewable energy growth after Japan's nuclear crisis. So this Fukushima Daiichi power plant meltdown has been very, very good for the green energy crowd. This written by Tomoko Yamazaki and Kome Ito, writing for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon, late actually. Capital Dynamics Limited, a Swiss private equity firm with more than $20 billion in assets, expects demand for alternative energy investments to grow after Japan's earthquake led the worst nuclear disaster since 1986. I guess if you got enough money invested in Don Quixote's windmills and the shiny solar panels, you'd sign on to just about anything. Demand for renewable energy sources may increase in Japan, where the industry has been dominated by Tokyo Electric Power Company, providing opportunities for independent power producers, said Capital Dynamics Chief Executive Officer Thomas Kuber. The accident may also lead to a regulatory system that would give sufficient support for alternative energies. You see that nasty nuclear power? It's so clean and efficient. 24/7, 365 with no pollution. Until they blow up one of these Hummers. That really bugs the green energy crowd. Policymakers worldwide are reevaluating their commitment to nuclear power, a carbon-free generation source. It's not like coal. You can't point your finger at it and waggle your fingers, you know. It's a carbon-free generation source. After the magnitude 9 tremor, they say here, and tsunami, I can't just say an earthquake, they have to use this Spanish term, tremor, and tsunami on March 11th crippled Tokyo Electric's nuclear plant in Fukushima. It's the Fukushima, that's like in California. Fukushima is a prefecture. Daiichi, I believe, is the town. Investment in so-called clean energy, including wind, solar, biofuels, totaled $243 billion last year. Very clearly, here's the quote, the Fukushima issue will cause a major shift in thinking about nuclear power all over the world, Kuber said last week in an interview in Tokyo, or he was on a business trip. Quote, what that really means is that for clean energy infrastructure, there will be a bigger demand, and that will require more focus on that type of investment. Well, it's all sustainable development to me, folks. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, closing out this article off the Bloomberg website as regards to investing in the green energy coming out of Japan here. Capital Dynamics, again, has hired a compliance and regulatory officer since opening their Tokyo office in November. And this is basically what it's going to be about going forward. I mean, looking at compliance regulations, new rules coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency and other places in regards to the use of nuclear power. But he says this, he says, in a sense, it's not big damage as far as investments are concerned. They are cautious, but they have not changed their plans. And so business is stable. They have not stopped investment after the earthquake, blah, 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 and so on. The impacts, though exceptional, the only exception was the casualty insurers, and we've talked about that in the past, that are assessing the damage. And though the impact would be but a temporary one, they say. So more is going on in this than meets the eye. A lot of it has to do with finance. Isn't that always the case? Now, let's look at this this earthquake that's happened up in Japan again today on the northeast coast. This comes off of BBC Mobile. Japan, powerful earthquake hits the northeast. Okay. A powerful earthquake has hit northeast Japan exactly one month. I hate it when things are exactly, especially when it's 4-11-11, and it was 3-11-11, and it was 2-11-11, and it was 9-11-11, and this morning it's a 7-1-1-1 magnitude tremor. Wow. The 7.1 magnitude tremor, at least they got it right this time, tremor, not tembler, but tremor, that's the way we used to talk about it, triggered a brief tsunami warning and forced workers to evacuate the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. The epicenter of the quake was in the Fukushima prefecture and struck at a depth of just 6 miles, a very shallow, very strong earthquake. It came as Japan was said it was extending the evacuation zone around the nuclear plant because of radiation concerns. The cooling system at the Daiichi nuclear plant were damaged in last month's disaster. Workers have been struggling to prevent several reactors from overheating and avert a large-scale release of radiation. We know all that. The plant's operator, TEPCO, said power used to pump water, blah, blah, we know all that. The zone around it will be widened to encompass 5 communities, blah, 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 we know all that. Top government spokesman Yukio Idano said the new evacuations would take place over the coming month from areas including Leitate Village, which lies 40 kilometers from the power station and part of the city of Kawamata. Kawamata, quote, there is no need to evacuate immediately, he told the news conference, but added that there were concerns about long-term health risks. Standing together, the latest tremor struck shortly after the country stopped to observe a minute's silence. Remember the nearly 28,000 dead or missing in the March 11th disaster. Okay. On March the 11th, they had the big one, Bertha. On April the 11th, while they're standing there to observe a minute's silence, they have another. Survivors in shelters marked the moment the quake and the tsunami hit with bowed heads. Prime Minister Naoto Kan thanked people around the world for their support. In an open letter carried in 7 newspapers around the world, he said that the support had brought hope and inspired courage at a desperate time. Through our own efforts and with the help of the global community, Japan will recover and come back even stronger. We will then repay you for your generous aid, he wrote. With this in our hearts, we now stand together dedicated to rebuilding our nation. Wow. Amazing. It just keeps coming. Here's another one. Vicki Davis, of course, as you know, a frequent contributor to my news basket and our broadcast, once was a returning guest for months. She's been breaking this story about the foreign trade zones, and here's an article sent by one of our listeners out of the Utah News, the Salt Lake Tribune. Utah's Governor Herbert leads a trade trip to China. Doesn't this sound like what Otter, the governor of Idaho, is doing? Sounds very much the same to me and to our listener as well, by Robert Gehrke writing this. This was first published on the 8th, last Friday. Governor Gary Herbert and more than 24 business leaders and a handful of Utah legislators are taking part in a week-long mission, that's a military term, by the way, in case you weren't aware of it. It's also a churchianity term, a mission to China to develop trade relations. That trip began Friday, comes in the last days of former Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr.'s tenure as U.S. Ambassador to China, an important factor in determining its time frame. Quote, as we embark on this trade mission, we know China is clearly becoming a major trading partner with many Utah companies. Herbert said in a statement, quote, through our work with local business and government leaders, we will foster and strengthen potent partnerships in business, education, and tourism that create jobs and opportunity for Utah's economy. So, I guess they'll probably start teaching Chinese in Utah's schools. Participants include several executives from dietary supplement companies, including Nu Skin, Tahitian Noni, Zango, and USANA, and a number of investment funds. Four state lawmakers are also on the trip. Much of the itinerary remains in flux, but the delegation plans to spend time in Shanghai and Beijing. The governor plans to attend a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a Utah-based business expanding in China, and the group will meet with Huntsman. Herbert has stated his goal is to double Utah's exports within the next 5 years. Interesting. This trade mission is an important step to strengthening that relationship even further, he said. Interesting story. Wonder how that's going to turn out. Here's another one. Sent in by one of our listeners, chatters, and frequent yes. This off of globalresearch.ca, Center for Research and Globalization, lawsuit seeks to invalidate Monsanto's GMO patents. This is by Aradi Ananda, writing for Global Research. There's the article, "A New Invention to Poison People is Not a Patentable Invention," close quote. This was out of the case, the law case, Lowell versus Lewis in 1817. Again, that's Lowell, two L's. L-O-W-E-L-L-V, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, from 1817. "A new invention to poison people is not a patentable invention." Here's the article. A landmark lawsuit filed on March the 29th in U.S. federal court seeks to invalidate Monsanto's patents on genetically modified seeds and to prohibit the company from suing those whose crops become genetically contaminated. This would indeed be a landmark lawsuit. The Public Patent Foundation filed suit on behalf of 270,000 people from 60 organic and sustainable businesses and trade associations, including thousands of certified organic farmers. In Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association et al. Versus Monsanto et al., U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, case number 11, CIV 2163, details the invalidity of any patent that poisons people and the environment and that is not useful to society, two hallmarks of U.S. patent law. As Justice Story wrote in 1817, "To be patentable, an invention must not be injurious to the well-being, the good policy, or the sound morals of society," notes the complaint in its opening paragraphs, citing Lowell versus Lewis. The suit points to studies citing harm caused by Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. That's your Roundup Ready beans, including human placental damage, lymphoma, myeloma, animal miscarriages, and other impacts on human health. Plaintiffs condemn Monsanto for prohibiting independent research on its transgenic seeds and for its successful lobby efforts to ban GM food labeling. Wouldn't you like to know what's in your can of tuna? You ever wonder what's in that soy vegetable sauce that they make? Do they use genetically modified beans in their soy in your can of tuna? You bet they do. I've asked. Why do they even put that vegetable broth in there? They say it's packed in water. Why doesn't, you know, Chicken from the Sea and all those guys just put water in there? They don't. They put this vegetable juice with all the flavors in there so that it actually tastes like fish, I guess. Continuing, plaintiffs condemn Monsanto for prohibiting independent research, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's the break. We'll be right back. More to come. Your calls are welcome. 866 841-1065.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So just a little bit further here out of this article off of the globalresearch.ca website as regards this lawsuit that's going on right now in, with Monsanto. The plaintiffs condemn Monsanto or Monsantan or Monsatan or however you want to look at it for prohibiting independent research on its transgenic seeds, all right, and for its successful lobby efforts to ban GM food labeling. It's very important to me. The suit also confronts the propaganda that transgenetic or transgenic seeds improve yield and reduce pesticides. Now, that's been refuted 100 times to Sunday, citing reports on failure to yield and the increased pesticides use. The complaint mentions a 2010 lawsuit by West Virginian after several studies contradicted yield results claimed in Monsanto's ads. And it notes the growth of glyphosate-resistant superweeds. That's right. Quote, thus, since the harm of transgenic seed is known and the promises of transgenic seed's benefits are false, transgenic seed is not useful for society. This means that should the court agree that all transgenic seeds fail the test of patent law, the suit has the potential to reverse patent approval on all biotech seeds impacting BASF, Bayer, DuPont, Dow, and Syngenta, and others. Genetic contamination of natural plants occur where GM seeds are grown, no matter who developed them. Ingesting food which has had its DNA mucked with is dangerous, regardless of who does the mucking. What makes Monsanto different is its U.S. seed monopoly. Well documented by market authorities, plaintiffs point out that over 85 to 90% of all soybeans, corn, cotton, sugar beets, and canola grown in the U.S. contain Monsanto's patented genes. Through its monopoly, Monsanto has spiked the cost of seeds, and in the past decade, corn seed prices increased 135%, soybean prices 108%, the suit asserts. As recently as 1997, soybean farmers spent only 4 to 8% of their income on seeds, while in 2009, farmers who planted transgenic soybeans spent 16.4% of their income on seeds. It's another hidden tax, and this time the rake-off on the top goes to Monsanto. Listing 23 U.S. patents by Monsanto, the plaintiffs also accuse the firm of double patenting, thus strengthening its monopoly over the entire field of transgenic seeds. Quote, although the United States patent system allows improvements on existing inventions, it does not permit a party to extend its monopoly over a field of invention by receiving a patent that expires later than and is not patentably distinct from a patent it already owns. Much more on that article that we could go into. Here's another one. This sent in by Vicki Davis this morning early. April 5th, 2011, a C-SPAN broadcast, a press conference of Representative Paul Ryan. Now let's see a show of hands for everybody that recognizes the name Paul Ryan. Well, of course, Paul Ryan is leading the Republican charge for the budget, and Barry the Usurper and all those guys got together and had a seance and probably a glass of beer and called it quits. And They kissed, hugged, and made up, and then we went along the way. Anyway, here it is. And a gaggle of Republicans unveiling their long-term budget plan, the path to prosperity. The path to prosperity. One more of these roadmaps to peace, and I'm going to puke. Here it was. It was just a lucky catch for me, this is Vicki Davis writing, to have seen it because I was visiting with family, and the groans when I have the TV turned to C-SPAN are deafening. We're all asking, how is it that Vicki Davis is able to watch so much C-SPAN and come away unharmed? Anyway, so I don't get to see much during visits. The press conference was pretty much the standard script. Quote, we're great, we'll fix everything, Democrats suck, and they'll put us on the path to hell. Close quote. That is, up until the point at 27 minutes and 22 seconds into the program, when Paul Ryan said, quote, this is why Alice Rivlin and I put out a plan. To deal with Medicare and Medicaid, close quote. What? This is one of the reasons why I love Vicki Davis. I think she's so good. She knows all these people. She knows all their names. She pays very close attention to them. And she's wise to who Alice Rivlin is. This path to prosperity builds upon those Rivlin-Ryan plans. Whoa, she says, a new ball game. One of these days, I'll have to add Alice Rivlin to my Viper's Nest webpage with a full profile. But for the moment, suffice it to say that Alice Rivlin was the director of the Office of Management and Budget, that's the OMB, during the Clinton-Gore reinvention of government, and the OMB was the lead agency in charge. After issuing the implementation memo to agency heads authorizing the integration of government systems and setting up the project infrastructure, she went on to work as co-chairman of the Federal Reserve with Alan Greenspan, no doubt, so that she could run the project from that side of the table. Vicki's gotten it nailed right on the head here. Since the Republican plan that Paul Ryan unveiled is primarily about redesigning Medicare and Medicaid access, and considering who his partner was in the design, the path to prosperity must be considered a continuation of the Clinton-Gore reinvention of government project. So it doesn't matter which side of the aisle. You got yourself a Democratic president. You got yourself a Republican majority. You've got this false paradigm peeing and moaning match between Ryan and Boehner and the rest of them and the usurper. But all we're doing is left, right. Two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. Huh? There's more to this. drop down a little bit. The basic concept of their presentation is the same old tired game. Here's the quote. You could have this choice or that choice. Getting tired of the game, folks? You can have this choice or that choice. But they pick the choices, unfortunately, and they're the same false choices. If you get the same thing regardless of what you choose, then there were no real options presented. By the way of example, look at the following charts in Paul Ryan's report, and it goes on and on. You can find this all up on channelingreality.com this morning, channelingreality.com, America's Choice. That's the article. Find it there. Well, that's just about what we've got. Let's see if we've got a little bit more there. No, a little bit more there. No, that's just about enough news. Just about enough news. Now, in the next section, we're going to go into a little bit of the back to basics, building the foundation for a precinct-driven political activation over the weekend. On Sunday, I received a call from a longtime friend of mine, a very staunch advocate, letting me know that he'd gotten elected, won his election to a water board, which is, I find, exciting and commendable. But the question was the perennial question, you know, now that we've been elected, what do we do? And that's one of the things that we need to discuss. And so we'll talk about that a little bit in the second hour. But we need to understand, you know, what are we going to do getting elected? In order for us to be the change that we're looking for, we need to be well informed. We need to have an action plan. We need to understand how government can and cannot work, some of those sorts of things. But basics are basics. And so when you get involved in one of these things, you've been elected to a board or a council, you know, first of all, that they've been incorporated. So the first thing you need to do is get a copy of the corporate charter to find out what was going down. What was it? What was the mission statement? Why was it created? And who were the main actors and who were the stakeholders that were behind getting the board or council established, like a water board, for instance, or a watershed group? Who were the actors and the stakeholders behind that? What monies did they receive? Start doing your research at that level. Another thing that you want to do is to take a look at the bylaws, and we're going to look at some bylaws here in a moment from the Missouri GOP. But what about the bylaws? Take a look at the bylaws and see how the structure is organized. Who are the members? Who can vote? When can you vote? How are meetings called? What are the rules of order? And as long as we talk about rules of order, do they use Robert's Rules of Order? Well, of course they do. And if you're newly elected and you've never gotten a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and read it and understand it, how to make a motion, how to amend motions, what are some of the real secret powerful motions that you might want to be aware of, these are the next steps that you can do. You want to take a look at standing rules, if there are any standing rules. Now that you're inside, you no longer have to file Freedom of Information Act requests. You can ask the secretary or whoever it is there to provide you with copies of past minutes, like, let's say, all the meetings of the last year, so that you can see what was on the table before you were elected, so that you know what might be coming up this year. Well, much more along that line right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, April the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting off our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, financial news and world and geopolitical news, some legal news, etc., economic and environmental news, all of that sort of stuff. And now in the second hour, we're going to transition away from that and look at some of the philosophically radical things that we like to talk about here, and especially the idea of back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation, and continuing this discussion of packing Uncle Sam's trunk. We've got a lot of things that are out there that we would like to see go bye-bye. You know, how would you like to be able to sit down and begin going through the Patriot Act and all of its various and subsequent versions and begin to unwind that Gordian knot? How about the Department of Homeland Security, some 200,000 or more employees deployed all across the United States, TSA? I'd like to sit down and try and unwind that Gordian knot as we consider or contemplate packing Uncle Sam's trunk. To send him packing, we'd have to go through this process, which I've called in the past Operation Clean Sweep, going all the way up to the top and sweeping down through all of the executive orders in the administrative branch of government, down through all of that, going over and visiting with the U.S. Supreme Courts, the Supremes, and going in there and sweeping out as much of that claptrap as we can as well, going down through Congress, the Senate, the Congress, and then, unfortunately, then, having to turn and go into all of these agencies, the alphabet soup from Franklin Delano Roosevelt forward, and sweep out that garbage too. What a mess, what a house cleaning job it would be. But that's kind of what I'm encouraging you to think about when we think about packing Uncle Sam's trunk. You know, if we're going to be that replacement, said if we're going to get elected and come into office somewhere, and I certainly hope that you all are thinking about that, especially in the elections coming forward. We just had our municipal elections here in sunny southwest Missouri. Maybe the same is coming up where you are. We need to keep our eyes peeled on the election calendar. Already, some of the major pundits are saying that Barry the Usurper will handily win a re-election. Can you imagine that, folks? Handily win a re-election. He will be president for four more. And that's enough to keep me awake and maybe think about expatriating. I would never consider that option under any other circumstances. But just like with George Walker Bush, G.W., the shrub, his original election was very arguable and contestable. You're not supposed to have the Supreme Court elect presidents in this country, but that's what happened. Sandra Day O'Connor, I believe it was, wrote the prevailing opinion. That should never have been allowed to happen, go down that way. Of course, then we had the Help America Vote Act, and that ensured his re-election the second time around. So that re-election was the endorsement. That was where everybody gave their voluntary compliance. When you talk about compliance, there it is. Don't comply? Well, it's voluntary compliance. Voluntary compliance, by the way, is just simply the Republican way of saying affirmative action. That's the Democratic model. But they both mean exactly the same. Affirmative action, voluntary compliance. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. So as we look at this possibility of being elected into office, no matter where you might be, whatever level of office you may have just recently been elected, Some of the stuff that we can talk about on the broadcast includes how you use Robert's Rules of Order effectively in a deliberative assembly to get the things done you need to get done. And also to take advantage of now being an insider. You're not any longer standing outside on the sidewalk with your bullhorns and your placards. You're inside. You have a seat at the table. This is where you can actually affect change. You can get jobs done. You can block the globalist agenda right where you are, in your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again right here on our Monday, April the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now starting our second hour, casting off that shoreline. As we move through other materials in the first hour again, we went over a variety of news. We're going to look at some other information here in the second hour. We've got to be paying attention to what's going down here. You know, this, they were talking about the government shutdown and all that. I didn't hear about a vote being taken. Did you? It was a vote taken not to avoid this shutdown, or was this just another agreement? You know, was this the bawling boner, you know, getting all teared up, you know, using his Glenn Beck School of Political Science or something like that? Barry the usurper losing his cool and storming around looking like the Pharaoh, or just how did that all go down? How did that go down? You know, midnight at the Oasis? Well, anyway, they came to some agreement. But on January the 20th of 2013, when Barry the Usurper gets sworn in as the next U.S. president, you might wish that you'd done something more this past 2 years. So anyway, we'll just continue along, move along a little bit. I want to go back to something I started last week, just a few readings out of Friedrich Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra. It's a very scary book to a lot of the extreme right Christian conservatives, but there's a lot to say in it. Of course, she does say that God is dead, but, you know, well, people say all kinds of things. But this interesting section, 34, self-surpassing, these are kind of like poems or songs, really. And so I just read them out, and it's got a lot of the yees and the yells. Zarathustra was like the Superman, the God-man, the Godhead in Nietzsche's philosophy. And so, you know, it's got a lot of Bible stuff kind of thrown in there. But here's how it goes. Self-surpassing. This is number 34. Quote-unquote here. Will to truth. The will to truth. Capital T, truth. Capital W, will. The will to truth. Will to truth, do you call it, ye wisest ones? That which impelleth you and maketh you ardent. Will for thinkableness of all being. Thus do I call your will, the will for thinkableness of all being. We talked a little bit about being and becoming from Henry Bergson's Creative Evolution and this idea of becoming vocal, local, powerful word, powerful thought, become. Huge discussion, actually. Continuing, all being would you make thinkable. For you doubt with good reason whether it be already thinkable. But it shall accommodate and bend itself to you, so willeth your will smooth. Shall it become and subject to the Spirit as its mirror and reflection. That is your entire will, ye wisest ones, as a will to power. Will, capital W, will to, capital P, power. Power. Remember as we look at this geopolitical scene, the scenario, and we visualize this brass ring of power. You know, they say from the brass roots to the grassroots, and there's this brass ring of power. And I've said before that it doesn't matter what tongue, what tribe, what creed, or what tradition or sect you might be from. If you get it in your heart to reach for that brass ring of power, don't be surprised, symbolically, metaphorically, that you feel a hand on your wrist, helping you to reach, to make that journey, to reach up to that brass ring of power, and perhaps someone puts the Masonic grip on your elbow and helps to lift you up there. But be careful, choices do have consequences, because when you grasp hold of that brass ring of power, it's like a frozen piece of steel in the Arctic in the wintertime. Your flesh will just stick to it, and if you dare to let go, it'll come away bloodily. But anyway, this, that is your entire will, ye wisest ones, as a will to power. And even when you speak of good and evil, and of estimates of value, you would still create a world before which ye can bow the knee. You know, before everyone the knee shall bow. It's like going into a Catholic church and, you know, getting down on one knee, genuflecting, you know, before you take your seat in the pew. Again, you would still create a world before which you can bow the knee. Such is your ultimate hope and ecstasy. The ignorant, to be sure, the people, they are like a river on which a boat floateth along. And the boat, and in the boat, sit the estimates of value, solemn and disguised. What do we value? What do we value? A big screen TV? A new latest Daimler product? And a big Mercedes-Benz out in the driveway. What do we value? How much of this cheap Chinese plastic crap we can stick in our houses? What do we value? Little Johnny or Janie graduating from high school and going to college on a sports degree, you know, a sports scholarship? What do we value? Do we value honesty? Truth? Valor? Again, the ignorant, to be sure, Nietzsche writes, the people, the sheeple. They are like a river on which a boat floateth along, a body politic, a big river. And in the boat sits the estimates of value, solemn and disguised. We all value that, don't we? It's like when William Jefferson Clinton would take up his Bible in his suit and he would go out to church on Sundays when he was in Washington, the District of Creeps and Criminals, making a big show a really big shoe. Your will and your valuations have you put on the river of becoming. Becoming. I don't know what kind of cross-communication may have existed between Friedrich Nietzsche and Henri Bergson, but they were virtually contemporary. And definitely both pointing to the same concept, becoming. Becoming. As the evolution, if you will. The journey, the river. It was ye wisest ones who put such guests in his boat and gave them pomp and proud names, ye and your ruling will. You know, the Bible does talk about not my will, but thy will be done. That is the Lord's Prayer. Onward the river now carrieth your boat. It must carry it. A small matter if the rough wave foameth and angrily resisteth its keel. It's not the river that is your danger and the end of your good and evil, ye wisest ones, but that capital W will itself, the will to power, the unexhausted procreating life will. Procreating life will, becoming again. But that ye may understand my gospel of good and evil, for that purpose I will I tell you my gospel of life and of the nature of all living things. The living thing that I follow, I walked in the broadest and narrowest path to learn its nature. With a hundred-faced mirror did I catch its glance when its mouth was shut, so that its eye might speak unto me, and its eye spake unto me. But wherever I found living things, there heard I also the language of obedience. Say it again. But wherever I found living things, there heard I also the language of obedience, voluntary compliance. All living things are obeying things. And this heard I secondly, whatever cannot obey itself is commanded. Remember when our founders said that our system of government was for a God-like, God-fearing people? If you fail to obey God, you will be ruled by man. That's our founder's wisdom. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, recalling the memory of William Cooper and his sound advice, you know, listen to everyone. Read anything. Watch anything, I suppose, with reservation. But believe nothing until you can verify it in your own research. You know, when Council for National Policy, Tim LaHaye, and he wrote his book, you know, Battle On For Your Mind, and they caution the Christians to stay away from those humanists, beware of the humanists, stay away from the humanists. Perhaps LaHaye forgot that the Protestant movement, the Protestant Reformation, was a reformation of humanists. Rather shocking to most Christians to understand that, but that's the truth. They were humanists to a man. And so it's a little bit disingenuous to condemn and to castigate humanism on the one hand and then embrace it from the pulpit. But let's go back again to Nietzsche's words, and I'll give them to you again. But whatever, wherever, excuse me, but wherever I found living things, there heard I also the language of obedience. No, blind obedience. All living things are obeying things. All living things are obeying things. Whether they obey the laws of nature and nature's God, whether they obey the, you know, all of the natural laws, the science, natural sciences, they're obeying things, or whether they obey a tyrant, even in the Constitution, the Declaration, you know, man will suffer things as long as the tyrannies are sufferable. Man is an obeying creature. All living things are obeying creatures. And this heard I secondly, whatever cannot obey itself is commanded. So we say that we can start with this basic understanding from Andrew J. Galambos in his Volitional Science series and begin with property and understand rightly what property might be, that it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and then to define freedom as 100% control of your property 100% of the time, and of course the corollary would be 0% control of your property 100% of the time, and to understand that your rights end where the rights of another begins. All of these are basics. But whatever cannot obey itself is commanded. When you start violating these basic principles, somebody needs to step up. And throughout all of the history of man, we have had law, and we have had some system of government to secure, if you could say so, the blessings of liberty to people. That's why governments are instituted among men. And then, concluding here, such, Nietzsche writes, is the nature of living things. This, however, is the third thing which I heard. So now it's one, two, three. Namely, that commanding is more difficult than obeying. All right? So we have people out there now who have gone out and they've they've put their names on ballots and they've run a good campaign and they won. And now they're sitting there in those seats of power, the will to power. They're sitting there in a position of power and authority in jurisdiction, venue, and all the things we've discussed. And not only, okay, the third thing, that commanding is more difficult than obeying. And not only because the commander beareth the burden of all obeyers, and because this burden readily crushes them, what's all that about? Making wrong decisions. If you have a conscience, if you have anything in you that we spoke of earlier in this little treatise here, this passage, if you have any of that good stuff in you, and you make wrong choices and wrong decisions, and you lead people in error, like the blind leading the blind, you're all in the ditch and you're upside down, and the commander has to deal with this crushing burden, this burden that crushes him, the burden of all the obeyers, all those that followed him into the ditch. An attempt and a risk seemed all commanding unto me, and whenever it commandeth, the living thing risketh itself thereby. You're the head of the household. It was your responsibility, it was your duty to your spouse and your offspring to conduct yourself in a proper manner. And here, look what you've done. You've squandered the money. You can't make the mortgage payments. You were flippant to your boss. You arrived late all the time. You arrived at the job drunk or stoned. And you were fired at a time when jobs are scarce and the need is great. That burden readily crusheth. Yea, even when it commandeth itself, then also must it be atoned for its commanding. This is one of the things, the themes of this broadcast. We hear forever and forever about responsibility. Responsibility, yeah, we know it's your responsibility. You went down to the county clerk's office. You requested a declaration for candidacy. You filled it out. You filed it with whatever fee or no fees required. They put your name on the ballot. You went around and talked to everybody. And it said, elect me. Notice me. See me. I'll do the job. And then you won the election. Well, you've accepted that responsibility. That responsibility is now yours, but it's a two-pronged path. On the one hand, there's responsibility, but on the other side is accountability, to be held to account. And again, this burden readily crushes. Yea, even when it commandeth itself, then also must it atone for its commanding. Of its own law must it become the judge and avenger and victim. Of its own law. We talked about this idea of legal positivism. Whatever the prince says as the force and effect of law. But we also discovered from studying the history of Rome is that any law that would not be obeyed and could not be obeyed was considered by them no law at all. All right? But of its own law, it must become the judge and the avenger and the victim. And we have lots of people in Congress and the Senate today who feel themselves above the law and that they'll never be victim of the laws and the rules and the regulations and the policies and the procedures they bring on us. Why? Because they've got a property down in Guatemala or Paraguay or Abu Dhabi. And they plan to get the hell out of here right after they steal all of your wealth from you. How does this happen? So did I ask myself, what persuadeth the living thing to obey and command and even be obedient in commanding? How did that come to pass? Hearken now unto my word, ye wisest ones. Test it seriously whether I have crept into the heart of life itself and into the roots of its hearts. Wherever I found a living thing, there I found a will to power. Capital W, capital P, the will to power. And even in the will of the servant found I the will to be master. You see how that works? We talked about chattel slavery in the past. We talked about wage slavery in the Northeast, the development of this country. And even if one can pick someone who is of the least of all, and you can say, oh, hey, you, become the foreman here. You can be the field hand. You know, you can run out, rule over these field hands. And all of a sudden, even the servant finds the will to be master. Ever work for somebody like that? They got this little teeny lunch sack full of power, and they wield it mightily. Think about that. We'll be right back.
Ordinary talk radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into our discussion again, looking at this writing from Friedrich Nietzsche. This was originally compiled, written up, completed in February of 1885. And again, I believe contemporary with the writings of Henry Bergson, The Creative Evolution, which we can also refer to from time to time now. But he's a very interesting fellow, died insane. Whether it was because of syphilis or something like that is to be determined. But he definitely he died insane, all right? And I guess we could all have to say that this is the home of philosophical radicalism for madmen only. We're all just a little bit matter than hell and not willing to take it any longer. But as we look at, you know, becoming vocal local and becoming involved in our local elected procedure, local elected officials, if you will, becoming active and vocally local, you know, these are some of these things we need to understand. We need to understand about this poisonous brass ring of power and to guard ourselves against it. The last thing we want to do is to propose a solution worse than the disease that we're trying to cure. Right? Back to the text here. This is, again, I believe, number 34. It's titled Self-Surpassing. If you could bring up Thus Spake Zarathustra, maybe in one of the e-books out there. It continues, and he says here, that to the stronger, the weaker shall serve. Thereto persuadeth he his will, who would be master over a still weaker one. That delight alone he is unwilling to forego. That to the stronger, the weaker shall serve. And that delight alone he is unwilling to forego. Getting your hand off that damn brass ring of power is like the nearly impossible. One generally doesn't have a strong enough epiphany in their life to release that brass ring. You wonder why some of these old codgers that have got trillions stacked away for themselves, why they're still in the damn game. Why don't you just stop? How much money do you need in your treasure box, Lloyd Blankfein? Jamie Dimon, isn't $21 million for a salary enough? But it's not enough. It's not enough. Because that delight alone, he is unwilling to forego. It's no longer about money. It's about power. It's the will to power. And we could think of it from the standpoint of the great differences between Islam and Christianity. If I understand my reading the Quran correctly and understanding Sharia laws scantily as I might, but I have heard, and I don't know it to be a fact, and I don't intend to offend, but one of the great differences in a Christian versus a Islamic home, Muslim's home, the Mohammedan considers his wife to be his property. In Christian teaching, the wife is the helpmeet. Quite a difference. Not quite property. Remember, if the story has any validity at all, at the trial, Pilate, his wife, in the morning when they're having their bagels and orange juice, or whatever they eat for breakfast in those days, she cautions her husband. She said, I had a dream last night, honey. He goes, what? Is that a dream last night? This dude you're going to be trying this morning, stay away from him. Don't get involved. And he goes, wow. Hey, thanks for the heads up. He gets out there. Now, she doesn't jump up and speak like Hillary Clinton. He gets out there in front of all the people, and he summons his servant and has him bring over a bucket of water, a little pan, wash pan maybe. The dude washes his hands in front of everybody and says, I got nothing to do with this, hon. This is yours. May the blood be on you all. He sits down. He took his wife's advice, right? Wise counsel. She didn't come up there and put the pants on. He did what he needed to do. He's the man of the family, head of the household, but he listened to his wife. He doesn't consider his property a helpmeet. Helpmeet. And as the lesser surrendereth himself to the greater, that he may have delight and power over the least of all, so doth even the greater surrender himself and staketh life for the sake of power. Now, this is a very curious part. All right? Because this is going to show you how that man-woman relationship can work. It's still the will to power. Think not that it isn't. And again, and as the lesser surrendereth himself to the greater, that he may have delight and power over the least of all, so doth even the greatest surrender himself and staketh life for the sake of power. It is the surrender of the greatest to run risk and danger and play dice for death. This is the generals, generalissimos and presidentes, etc. And where there is sacrifice and service and love glances, now we bring in the wife. And where there is sacrifice and service and love glances, there also is the will to be master. By ways doth the weaker then slink into the fortress, and into the heart of the mightier one, and there stealeth power. And this secret spake Life herself unto me, capital L, Life. Quote, behold, close quote, said she, quote, I am that which much ever surpass itself. I am that which must ever surpass itself, close quote. To be sure, ye call it a will to procreation or an impulse towards a goal, towards the higher, remoter, more manifold, but all that is one and the same secret. Rather would I succumb than disown this one thing, and verily, where there is succumbing and leaf falling, lo, there doth life sacrifice itself for power. That I have to be struggle and becoming and purpose and cross purpose. Ah, he who divineth my will divineth well also on what crooked paths it has to tread. There's more than one way to the top, my friends. Think of Teresa Carey Hines and John Carey. There are many behind the sceners. Think of Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney. And Lynn operating from behind the scenes. And we could go on and on and on. Michelle Bachman and her husband and their relationship. Lots going on behind the scenes. Whatever I create and however much I love it, soon must I be adverse to it. And to my love, so willeth my will. And even then thou, discerning one, art only a path and a footstep of my will. Verily, my will to power walketh even on the feet of thy will to truth. Capital T, will to truth, the will to power. It's been said in the past, you know, how do you, does a man get to be rich beyond his wildest dreams? Well, one way is you can conquer it. Another way is you can steal it. A third way is you can marry into it. Everybody's heard about the gold diggers, right? And it works both ways. But you can suffer to submerge yourself in someone else's sacrifice and service and love glance. You could put yourself under the service of another and be the grand vizier, the right-hand man for the Pharaoh. Continuing, he certainly did not hit the truth who shot it at this formula, will to existence. That will does not exist. There is no will to existence. For what is, cannot, will not, and that, however, which is in existence, how could it still strive for existence? The will to existence. If you're not there, you can't will yourself into existence, is what he's getting at. Only where there is life is there also will. Not, however, will to life, but, so teach I thee, the will to power. Much is reckoned higher than life itself by the living one, but out of the very reckoning speaketh the will to power. And wherever you hear that word here in Zarathustra's writing, Nietzsche, it's always capital W, will, capital P, power. Thus did life, capital L, once teach me, and thereby, ye wisest ones, do I solve you the riddle of your hearts. There's a little passage in here, tucked in here, about the relationship of those that are subservient voluntarily to one in power, both exercising their will to power, following different paths. Verily I say unto you, good and evil, which would be everlasting, it doth not exist. Of its own accord, must it ever surpass itself anew. With your values and formula of good and evil, you exercise power, you valuing ones. Remember the little boat of people? The little boat floating on the river of people? And into the boat they put all their values? And that is your secret love and the sparkling, trembling, and overflowing of your souls. Be right back. Thank you.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So pressing on to the conclusion of this little section, number 34 here, and thus spake Zarathustra from Friedrich Nietzsche back in the 1880s, where he continues, he says, but a stronger power groweth out of your values, and a new surpassing. By it breaketh egg and egg shell, and he who hath to be a creator in good and evil, verily he hath first to be a destroyer and break values in pieces. I'll say it again. He who has to be a creator in good and evil. Go back to some of the stuff we covered in a long time ago, talking about unity. You know, the Mobius strip. It's like a figure eight turned on its side. Time. We've had that discussion in the past, too, over on Solvenor's broadcast on the Orion Network. Time and illusion and math and the arithmetic way of looking at life, all of these little snapshots, all of these little differences. But if we can think of it from the standpoint of the Mobius strip, unity or eternity, then we need to understand this idea that there is both good and evil. There is both light and dark. And it's in these all of these opposites that we can recognize the other. Would it be always so? Were there no good, you wouldn't recognize that it was all evil. Where there was no evil, you would not recognize that there was a good. Where it was all light, you would have no concept of dark. And where there was all dark, there would be no concept of light. And so on. And so again, and he who hath to be a creator in good and evil, verily, he hath first to be a destroyer and break values in pieces. The difficulty of this idea of advancing the disestablishment, if you will, of the established two-party political system, doing away with left and right and Republican and Democrat and the parties altogether, is a difficult task, difficult to wrap one's mind around and difficult to embrace because it goes against all the values. It gets down to you shaking your belief system. If you had begun in error, it makes no difference how much more you work, you're still in error. There is no left, right, left, right, left, right. It's just the spirit of division. It's an artificial snapshot, and it is an image we can blot out of our minds. Thus doth the greatest evil pertain to the greatest good. That, however, is the creating good. Let us speak thereof, ye wisest ones, even though it be bad. To be silent is worse. Voluntary compliance. Your silence is implied assent. Don't comply? Don't voluntary comply. We need to expose voluntary compliance for what it is. Your silence is your assent. You did nothing, you said nothing, therefore, we assume that you consent. To be silent is worse. All suppressed truths become poisonous. What do you mean? There weren't 600 or 6 million or 660 million Jews died at the Holocaust. What do you mean? See, to be silent is worse. All suppressed truths become poisonous. And let everything break up which can break up by our truths. For many a house is still to be built. And thus spake Zarathustra. Some people tremble when you read that book out loud and they run for cover. But, you know, even someone that is an atheist might have some truths to share. Premises and conclusions, back to our study of logic, introduction to logic just a little bit, to clarify the explanations of logics offered in the preceding sections, and for that you can go back and listen to the archives. It'll help to set forth and discuss some of the special terms used by the logician in his work. Not a magician, a logician. Remember, we're talking about the trivium. Starts with grammar, understanding the use of words and how words have become swords in our time. And we convict ourselves with words, not using them correctly, not listening and using words correctly. I'm as guilty as anyone. And it cuts me to the quick when I find that I'm in error someplace and I like to go back. That's why I like to start with the dictionary. But grammar is more than just the dictionary. It's also not just what a word means or how it's defined in the sense that it's being used, but also how it is used. Some words can be a verb or, you know, an intransitive. Some can be, you know, a noun. Some can be, you know, an adjective, an adverb. And learning how to sometimes, when you're reading, to sit down and actually outline the sentence, especially when you're looking at law or you're trying to understand the Declaration of Independence or you're reading the Constitution. My friends, even one of the things that keeps me awake at night is the removal of commas. I said this back in the 80s when the digital transformation was starting to happen. I was very concerned. I'm not comfortable around digital information because it has no permanence. I have some Bibles that date back into the early 1800s, and there isn't any single way on God's green earth that you could come into my house and alter what those Bibles say, but what I wouldn't immediately recognize it. But you can't say that for a digital copy of those things because you can go in and you can change words. You can delete whole verses. You could add a comma where no comma was intended. Remember the prohibition against changing a jot or tittle. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're dealing with religious texts or whether you're dealing with law or anything else. When you make a translation of something or a transliteration of something, the translator or the transliterator has the opportunity to change meanings and purposes and senses and wrangle it into a word game that it requires a meta language to discern and understand. So again, back to logic. We look at some of the special terms used by the logician in his work. Inference is a process by which one proposition is reached and affirmed on the basis of one or more other propositions, accepted as the starting point of a process. So we can take something like the Daily News, all of these articles that we read up off the Bloomberg website, and let those be our starting point, the inference here, and then begin from that by working them out in logic, using the tools of logic, to find out whether or not we're actually dealing with something that has truth, or whether, on the contrary, that it's absolutely a fallacy. I've shared with you in the past that there are five inductive criteria to logic. In the inductive logic, not deductive, but inductive. And that is, number one, relevance. Is the message that you're hearing relevant? Is the topical material relevant? Is there any relevance in your life? Two, is what the news article or what that spokesman or what that talk host or what that pastor, preacher, teacher, or whomever saying, is it testable? And three, is it compatible with previously well-established hypotheses? When we go to New York and we spill a cup of coffee regular with cream included, does the waitress wipe up the mess from the ceiling or the floor? Compatibility with previously well-established hypotheses. Four, is what is being advanced here, does it have a predictive or an explanatory power to it? And then five, following Occam, is it simple? Is it simplicity? Something that's highly complex. You know, the time when you broke a window out of the house and by the time Dad got home, you had this elaborate story all worked up and he asked who broke the window on the front door and you started in on your story. And while you're about halfway through the story, he's already taking the belt off of his pants, because he knows you're lying through your teeth because you came up with this airballed story. And he knows that there are no pterodactyls flying in the neighborhood and it couldn't possibly have been a pterodactyl that swooped down and tripped you over as you were trying to throw that ball, and that's why the ball is still in the house. And you get a licking. But you learn to keep it simple in the future. Silly. Well, we're all out of time today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcast.